用四個人抬驢的，因為人多不得近前，就把耶穌所的房子拆了屋頂，既拆空了，就把毯子連所闖過的褥子都聚落來。耶穌見他們的信心，就對毯子說：小子，你的罪赦了。有幾個文士坐在那裡，心裡議論說：這個人為什麼這樣說呢？他說尋網的話了，除了上帝以外，誰能赦罪呢？耶穌心中知道他們心裡這樣議論，就說：你們為什麼這樣議論呢？話對產子說：你的罪赦了。話說起來，拿你的褥子行走，哪一樣容易呢？但是叫你們知道，人子在地上赦罪的權柄，就對產子說：我吩咐你起來，拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人起來，立即拿着褥子當眾人面前出去了，以致眾人都驚奇，歸榮耀與上帝，說：我們從來沒有見過這樣的事。我竟然不願上帝祝福他的話語。
各位兄弟姐妹，圣经话这个人呢是很彷徨，很无助，很需要得到帮助。这个瘫子，这个瘫痪的人，很需要得到医治。他动不到，做不到事。如果我们懂得有人是瘫痪的，都知道真的很辛苦，很彷徨，整天最多就是睡在那个床褥那里。圣经讲到有四个人抬着他的床褥，尝试去到耶稣基督面前请求耶稣基督帮他。圣经说耶稣当时是在讲紧道，教紧人，好多人逼住，成间屋都满晒人，就是前边啊，甚至连门前、门口前边都没有空地，因为耶稣当时是对那些人在讲紧道。You know, the Bible says that a man desperately needs help, needs healing.He couldn't move. All he could do is just lying on the mattress all the time. And four men carry his mattress and try to ask Jesus to help him. But the Bible said Jesus was teaching, and the place was jam-packed with many, many people.And there was no way for them to get close to Jesus. 这四个人没办法入得到去，他们的心很心急，想帮这个人。耶稣可以帮到他啫，我们听过很多耶稣的故事。但是怎样呢？他们没有放弃，他们没有放弃。他们想办法，想计仔。抬住那个嘅床褥，当时时嘅屋喺屋旁边系有楼梯可以上到屋顶，于是乎就咁样抬住佢由楼梯上屋顶咯。去到屋顶里边，佢哋屋顶 或者那些好像瓦片那样可以拎得开，预备一个窿够位，等那个床褥可以用绳吊下去，可以刚刚吊到下去耶稣的前面，那耶稣就可以面对面见到这个这么可怜的人去帮他咯。You know, the four men could not get in there, but they did not give up. They did not give up. They carried a mattress and the disabled man and walked up the stairs on the side of the house and to the top of the house. And then they made an opening on the roof, and then using rope, they lower the disabled man and the mattress so that Jesus can come face to face with the man. Probably, maybe Jesus could help him. They try to help. 兄弟姐妹，我们每个人都需要帮助，我们每个人都需要医治，或者你的身体安好，无病无痛，感谢主。但我们的心有很多的困难都需要医治，有时候我们实在是太过忧郁一段长时间，有时候我们很害怕一些事发生，心灵没办法有平安，有时候我们没办法控制自己的情绪，发怒发得太厉害，吓亲人不合理，有时候我们面对一个情况，我们根本都不知道怎样做，怎样做。兄弟姐妹，我们个个人都需要医治，无论是身体上，无论是心灵上，我们都需要帮助。You know, we all need healing. We all need help. Maybe your body is strong and okay.But our hearts need help. Sometimes you're so depressed for quite a while. And sometimes we're so scared of something. And sometimes we cannot control our emotion, our anger. We just act it out. Not good. And sometimes we just don't know what to do to handle a situation. We all need help.We all need delivery. We all need saving. We all need healing. 有时兄弟姐妹，我们尝试来到主耶稣面前，我们尝试祷告，但事实上我们好像不感觉到我已经是来到耶稣基督面前，我们没有那种平安。但是不要放弃，好像这四个人用尽一切的方法，想下一切的计仔，我可以怎做令到我的心灵真的可以来到主耶稣基督的面前得到平安呢？或者你向耶稣基督祈祷的时候，你没办法集中精神，很多事分心，没办法得到平安，但是不要放弃，想计仔，我可以怎样做，怎样做真的能够祷告来到耶稣基督的面前呢？ Sometimes we try to pray to Jesus. Maybe you agree with me. Even we pray, we do not feel that we already come before Jesus. We do not feel the peace in Jesus. But do not give up, just like the four men. Try every way to come before Jesus.Maybe you try to pray, but you can't focus. There's a lot of distraction. You can find peace in Jesus, but do not give up. Try every way to come before Jesus. 或者你试下翻去个房自己祈祷，冇人骚扰你咯。或者有时你嚟到教堂喺圣堂里边静静地祷告长啲嘅时间。看看心灵能不能够集中来到主的面前，或者叫你的仔女和你一起祷告，无论电话祷告或者面对面祷告，或者 跟你的朋友、教堂的兄弟姊妹，好像星期六的团契一起祷告，讲你的心声出来，一起祷告。或者试试朝头早祷告，可能会精神一点，或者睡觉之前祷告，没那么多东西缠绕你，不知道，但是不要放弃，你要继续的寻求怎样真的来到主耶稣基督的面前得到平安呢？ Try Maybe try going to your own room. If you have your own room, do you have your own room? Yeah. Maybe nobody could distract you in your room and pray for an extended period of time. Or maybe try come back to church and pray early in the morning. Maybe ask your parents to pray with you. Maybe ask your siblings to pray together with you. Ask your friends to pray together with you. Or maybe you can read the Bible first, so that you can settle down and focus and pray. Maybe try praying in the morning. Maybe try praying before bed. Do not give up anyway. Try every way to come before Jesus. Because Jesus promised in the world you may have troubles, but in me you'll have peace. Don't give up. Jesus promised that we can have peace in him. 当耶稣见到那个瘫子，他可怜他，他跟他说，小子，也就是等于仔啊，你的罪得到赦免。圣经说耶稣见到他的信心，兄弟姊妹，信心哪里见到的？信心在心里面的嘛，看不到的。耶稣见到他因为信心的行动，信心没有行动是死的，有听过这句说话吗？雅各书说，真正的信心会产生一种的行动。如果你真的相信耶稣基督是能够帮助你，能够拯救你，你不会放弃，很重要，你会采取一切的行动，令到你真的来到耶稣基督的面前。因为耶稣基督讲得很清楚，在世界你会有苦难，但在我里面你会有平安。不要放弃，耶稣见到他们的信心，耶稣见到他们的行动，他可怜，他有反应，他就对这个人说，你的罪赦免了。当我们谦卑下来，不论因为任何事情去寻求主耶稣，不论因为任何事情去寻求主耶稣，当我们谦卑下来，来到耶稣基督的跟前，耶稣基督第一样就是要赦免我们。他首先就是要赦免我们，爱我们，接受我们，拥抱我们。 When Jesus saw the disabled man, he had mercy on him. Mercy, mercy. And he said, Son, your sins are forgiven. You know, when we humble ourselves and come before Jesus, the first thing he does,The first thing Jesus does is to forgive us. 兄弟姐妹，我们要很小心生活，很小心。因为现在很多人走的方向是跟福音的方向是相反。今天我们再一次纪念主的圣餐，每个月一次，很清楚再将福音的方向是表达出来，传扬出来。但是今天世界上很多个人走的方向是跟福音的方向是相反的，是一个错误的方向，是一个灭亡的方向。世界不断有人去将责任、将罪咎归给其他人，这个是以赛亚书讲指责人的指头。以赛亚书讲，你们要除掉指责人的手指头，不要再这样。但世界的方向就不断是有指责人的指头，是他的错，是他的问题，是他们搞得不好，指责人的指头，将那个罪放在人家身上。这个是世界很多人走的方向，是他错，是他的问题。弟兄弟姊妹，让我们记得耶稣基督说，我来不是来审判世界，我是来拯救世界。 我来不是来定你的罪，我来是赦免你的罪，等你得到新生命。审判定罪最后有时间，现在未到，现在是拯救的时候，现在是赦免的时候，现在是重生的时候，这个是福音的方向。 Brothers and sisters, we know we got to be very careful. Sons, got to be very, very careful. Because the whole world is heading down a wrong direction. Many people are heading down a wrong direction. Sometimes we are not careful, we are going to the wrong direction with them. What's the wrong direction? Finger pointing. Pointing the fingers at other people. Putting the blame on other people. When something happened, just try to hold somebody else accountable. Not me, it's not my fault, it's not my problem. He is wrong, she is wrong. They made mistake, it's not my fault. This is not right. The whole gospel is telling us that now is the time to forgive. Now is the time to save. We focus on forgiveness and a new life in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The judgment day is in the future. I don't know when, but not now. A judgment day will come. But right now, time is running short. You got to be focused to help one another, forgive one another, and lead people to Jesus Christ to be born again with the Holy Spirit. It is the gospel. 兄弟姐妹，圣经不是这样教我们。圣经教当主的圣灵在我们心里面的时候，他会打开我们的眼，我们会看到我自己有很多事我应该做得好一点，但事实上我没有做得到。我看到我应该这样做，但我没有做得到，我成为了一个坏的榜样给很多人，我很内疚，我很对不住。圣灵会在我们里面开我们的眼，我们会有见到这些东西，我很内疚，我做错了，我做了一个坏榜样，很多人学了我，搞错了，真的对不住了主，我也对不住很多人。这个是圣灵的工作，圣灵的工作。我们需要赦免，我们每一个人都需要赦免。 You know the miracle, the true miracle is that the Spirit of the Lord come into your heart, will open your eye, you start seeing something. Seeing what? You start seeing that I did not do the right thing. There are so many things that I should have done better, but I did not. I set a bad example to other people.I feel sorry. I feel guilty. I need forgiveness. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit in you, you feel sorry, guilty. I need forgiveness. 这个是圣灵的工作。兄弟姐妹，当我们真的深深内疚，很对不住的时候，我们会明白，若果人家赦免我就好了。得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，那人便为有福。我做错了，我没办法补救，我觉得很内疚，我没办法做到的事去 make up。 若果那个人，若果天父上帝肯原谅我就好了。耶稣见到那个摊子，他可怜他，他说小子，你的罪赦免了。无论我们什么原因来到耶稣基督的面前找他，我们谦卑下来，耶稣基督第一样要做就是要赦免我们。他知道罪疚是非常非常辛苦的。 If you feel sorry about something and you know that how happy it is to be forgiven, and Jesus saw the disabled man, he had mercy on him and said, Son, your sins are forgiven. When we humble ourselves and come before the Lord, the first thing Jesus does is to forgive us.
那裡有些人他不信耶穌基督是神，他不信耶穌基督就是上帝的兒子，他們心裡面想，聖經說他心裡面議論，心裡面想，他說這些東西不行的，他得罪上帝的，他褻瀆上帝的，唯有上帝可以赦免的，他不是上帝，為什麼他會赦人的罪？他心裡面想。
弟兄弟姊妹，聖經說耶穌心中知道他們心裡這樣議論，耶穌心裡面知道他們心裡面想什麼。兄弟姊妹，耶穌是神來的，耶穌是上帝的兒子來的，你不出聲他都知道你想什麼的，你不告訴他聽他都知道你想什麼，所以他是能夠幫助我們的。
You know, some people there did not believe Jesus is God. And they thought, just in their mind, they thought, how can he forgive people? It's not God. Only God can forgive people. But Jesus knew what they thought. Jesus was truly God. Jesus knew what they thought. So Jesus knows what you are thinking. Do you believe me? Jesus knows what you are thinking. Do you believe that? Huh? Jesus is God.
耶稣做了一些事，令到当时的人全部都惊奇。耶稣对那一个瘫子说，你起身吧，拿着你的床褥走吧。那那一个人的脚立刻就有力量，即刻就起身，拿住佢个床褥就离开了。以至到圣经话嗰度嘅人，大家讲从来没有见过这样的事，从来冇见过咁样嘅事。
Jesus did something that amazed everyone there. He told the disabled man, "Stand up and take your own mattress and walk away." The man's legs were immediately strong. He stood up and took his own mattress and walked away. And almost everybody there said, "We have never seen anything like this."
耶稣想话俾当时时每一个人听，亦都系话俾我哋听，佢系神，佢系真神，佢系上帝嘅儿子，佢可以赦免我哋。所以如果你觉得好内疚，好对唔住，你知道若果天父赦免我就好了。我哋而家就准备纪念圣餐，耶稣嘅主餐。耶稣嘅主餐全部系关于赦免，主要就系讲赦免同埋新嘅生命。
Jesus wanted to show them he is God. He can forgive people. And friends, if you feel sorry about anything, you know how happy it is to be forgiven. And now we're going to participate in the Lord's Supper, and I have taught about the Lord's Supper 10 times. And we all know this is all about forgiveness and new life. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you are burdened, not just physical burden, but spiritual burden. You feel sorry and you are burdened." Jesus said, "Come to me, all you are burdened, heavy laden. I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest."
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。劳苦重担不一定是因为做苦工，心灵里面有罪疚是一个劳苦重担。耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我会令到你得到安息，得到平安，因为他会赦免我们的罪， 俾我哋新嘅生命重新再学习。